Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson from Torah Life Ministries. Thank you and welcome to the radio show today. I have this show on each week here on various different stations, and I'm blessed to be here to give a message of our Creator's Word. And I pray that I'm not here to persuade people. I pray people will seek the Word of our Creator to confirm the things I'm saying. And these are things that aren't typically heard in your average church. And the question is, if he's teaching from the Bible, or if he's speaking from the Bible and claims it to be the word of our wonderful Creator, how come my church, who's led by a pastor who says the same thing, is not teaching the same thing, is not reading the same thing to his congregation? So we can both be wrong, folks, but I tell you, we both can't be right if we're sending a different message. And I invite you to look at the scriptures for yourself and see this. Now, before we get started with this, I just want to tell you how the media is driving people away from the idea of the Christian values, or the biblical values, and it's just running the world today. Because recently there were two tragedies in Orlando, Florida. Two tragedies. And when you see the response that people had, and in no ways am I giving it any less sadness and terror than what happened and what it is. But it just shows you where people's minds are and how people forget. You know, it says in Hosea, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have forgotten the Torah or the instructions of our Creator. I will also forget you." You know, it says, you know, because you no longer wish to follow my guideline and instructions, you know, not only will you suffer, but your children will continue to suffer. And that's what's happening here today. People have forgotten, broken the covenant of our Creator, because we know when we're doing something that's not right if we claim to be a believer in Yahshua. And then we say, well, we just forgot. No, you didn't forget. You just made a choice to not follow what you knew is the right way to go. You let your flesh overtake your spirit, and you decided, I'm going to let my flesh win, and you, because it pleases you more than it pleases following the words of our Creator and being His sheep, and that's the problem. Well, here it comes down to, folks. Torah Life Ministries is based on the instructions and guidelines of a wonderful Creator found in the first five books of the scriptures known as the Torah. And that starts in Genesis. That's what it means. Genesis means Bereshit, beginning. And if we follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, I do not believe we'd be in the situation we are in today. And that situation is, every Christian I know says the end times are amongst us. Even if they don't follow scripture, we know that we are living in times today that is not what our Creator had in store for us or wanted for us in the paradise at the beginning of the Bible. We've gotten to a place towards the end of the Bible, Revelation, where there are things going on that wasn't His ideal for us in the garden. And we can desire to get back to that place and at least be as close to it as possible in this crazy world we live in. But the only way we're going to get that back to a place like that is start being obedient to His Word and repent for the things we're doing that go against His guidelines and instructions. And we have the greatest helper, the greatest comforter, the Almighty King, Yeshua HaMashiach, also the one you call Jesus, as our Savior who saved us. So we would desire to get back to the original paradise, the beautiful idea that our Creator had for us in us living and being separated from those that desire not to live according to these words, guidelines, and instructions. So as we start thinking about this, and we think about what happened recently in Orlando, okay, I'm going to give you two examples of what happened recently. The first thing that happened, terrible tragedy, a two-year-old baby is standing next to the water, and an alligator comes in, or comes out of the water, grabs him, brings him in the water, and sadly, the boy doesn't survive. Terrible tragedy, and my heart goes out to the family and anyone involved with knowing this family or this person. Terrible tragedy. Next tragedy. In Orlando, it just so happens to be as well. Man walks into a gay nightclub, and shoots 50 people and kills 50 people. Well, sure, shot a lot more people than 50, but 50 people died or 49 people died, whatever it is. Terrible tragedy. My heart goes out to all those families. But here's the thing, folks. The media and the news had events all over the world for the victims. For the victims. I mean, they'll just about make a national holiday for the victims of these things. you know, for the victims. A president dies, they put a day on the calendar because this president was murdered, or this president died, or something else. They put his face on money, and they worship that money, and they worship the face, and they worship everything. You have some certain people do certain things in this country, that, and some of them are righteous things, but still, what do? They take a whole day on the calendar, and they make that day dedicated to that person as a remembrance to that person. That's what we do, right? But what about this, folks? Instead of about the one baby that got dragged in the water and died, or the 50 people that got shot up with the news erroneously reported as being the most hateful or deadly act on the U.S. soil since 9/11, and I will submit to you that is incorrect, folks, and here's what I'm getting at. In the United States alone, 3,000 babies are murdered every single day. This is worse numbers than the Holocaust, people. Every single day. You know, this is worse than the few hostages that the terrible organization of ISIS is murdering every day. This is 3,000 innocent babies every single day, and you don't hear about it anywhere. You don't see a day on the calendar to remember those babies that are being murdered every day. You don't see people saying anything about it. The nightclub right across the street, the abortion clinic, that's murdering hundreds and hundreds of babies on a daily basis. The news isn't outside there saying anything, but they want to bring glory to this and what's going on. It's all a tragedy, folks. But we need to put our priorities in order. Maybe if we weren't allowing those babies to be murdered, other stuff wouldn't be happening. Just maybe. So we need to understand, folks, there's a direct connection between unrighteousness, sin, and holiness. And it says in the scriptures clearly, we are rewarded and blessed greatly for our righteousness. We are rewarded and blessed for our obedience. But for our disobedience, we are cursed. And there is judgment. And there is consequences. We need to repent as the media of this country. The country needs to repent for not giving the same amount of attention even more to the terrible tragedy that's taking place on a daily basis. While we let people glorify themselves on the news and for the sake of whatever it is, for money, for donations, or from the government, gun control, or whatever it is, for whatever the reason it's happening, the news picks and chooses of what they want to glorify, and it's not of what our Creator says should be told. They just want to tell what they want to tell. And that, there, my friends, is a big issue and a big problem. So, on that note, and knowing that, with again, in no way am I giving less sorrow or attention to the terrible tragedy that's happened and the people involved. Terrible thing. But let's prioritize. Let's put in the right order. Let's see what's really bad. If you want to talk about the most horrific act on United States soil since 9/11, go down to your local abortion clinic. Don't go to a TV station for where they're showing somebody halfway around the world, one person getting their head cut off, when there's 3,000 people a day getting their body parts dismantled and sold. And our tax money is going towards that, and we don't complain about that, but we complain about guns and we complain about other things. That's so against our Creator's word. I'm just saying. So, of course, if you understand the scriptures and you haven't been brainwashed by your local pastor, you'll agree with what I'm saying. But sadly to say, most churches today aren't following the scriptures, and they're being led astray, and it's creating a big problem, folks. So, what do? We need to speak up. What do? We need to pray more. What do? We need to read our scriptures, and we need to stand up for righteousness and stop living in sin. Stop living in unrighteousness. And I will submit to you today, not all, but many, and a majority of people that call themselves Christians and local Christian churches are just as an abomination they're creating in their living and their priorities and their disobedience as those people that they claim to be judging. And we need to change. That's what repent is. We need to repent. We need to repent. If you are a Christian and you are not following or desiring to follow the words of our Creator, you need to repent. It says in the scriptures, to know good and not do it, to him it is sin. Well, Yeshua, the one you call Jesus, he is good. And to not follow him, that is sin. Because he is the living Torah, the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And he told us the way it is and what to do and how to live. It's not about slipping up. That's where we get his mercy, if we messed up and we repented for it. But when you stop making a practice out of living in sin and enjoying it, it says there's no sacrifice for willful sin in the scriptures. So let's turn in our scriptures, folks. And if you're driving, if you're listening to this somewhere else, you can always go back and listen to it on my radio station or on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, later on. But going back, let's look at Psalms 28. Psalm of David, Psalm 28, okay? It says, I will call to you, O Yahweh, my rock. So the rock. How many people out there can say they're calling to our Creator and He is their rock? And I will tell you this, He was David's rock. If you're a solid believer, He's your rock. But if you're making a practice of living in disobedience, He is not your rock. You have a rock, you have idols in this world that are greater than Him, and you love other gods more than you love Him. David says, be not deaf to me, lest you be silent from me. I may be compared to those going down into the pit. So he's pleading with our Creator not to show, to give a closed ear to his prayers. Verse 2 says, hear the voice of my prayers and my crying to you when I lift my hands towards your holy of holies. So how many people here have been crying out to our wonderful Creator, have been crying out to him, not just for the things that the media is glorifying or the media is choosing and picking, but have been crying out to him for righteousness, that people will choose righteousness, and that the victims of the abortion and these victims of these other tragedies that are taking place that the world is ignoring will not go silent? How many of you are crying for not us to be given revenge, but a wonderful Creator to be revengeful here? Verse 3 says, draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, who speak peace with their neighbors, yet evil in their hearts. That's the plea we need and the cry we need, that we not be drawn away with the wicked and those that love iniquity, but they still speak peace. And this is those people out there that seem like they're talking a good game. They might be, you know, preaching the gospel of the mega church today, talking about all the good, but not talking about the consequence of living in sin. Or just anyone with a smooth tongue. Anyone that can have charisma and tell people one thing while they're doing something else. Do not draw me away with them. So who is the wicked and who is the workers of iniquity? Well, the workers of iniquity are those that are doing things against our Creator's word. The wicked are purely wicked. They have no love or desire to seek our Creator's guidelines and instructions. The non-believers, the Gentiles, the heathen of the world. That is the wicked. But then it says, the workers of iniquity. You can love our wonderful Creator and still be a worker of iniquity. Because you've been convinced or you've been told that you no longer need to follow the word of our Creator. And David says here, and our prayer should be that we are led astray from the wicked, the non-believers, and the workers of iniquity, those that make a practice of that. Because it says if you start hanging out with people too much, you start becoming like them. And we don't want to surround ourselves with workers of iniquity. Those that speak a good game, and they say something, but they're not doing something. And that is the definition of the majority of Christians out there today. That they say they love a wonderful Creator. They accept Yeshua with their lips, but they're not following His ways. And it says in verse 4, it says, give them according to their deeds and according to the evil of their practices. Practices, folks. You understand, practice. It doesn't mean, well, I'm a sinner because I messed up. We're all sinners, folks, and we have His mercy if we repent. But it means those that make a practice out of sin. Give them according to their deeds and according to the evil of their practices, as in the work of their hands, and to them repay their deeds to them. Repay their deeds to them, because they pay no attention to the works of Yahweh, our wonderful Creator, and to the works of His hands. He will destroy them and not build them up. He doesn't want to do that, because it says in Ezekiel 33:11, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways, so they shall live, so they shall have life. But be assured, the evil and also the works of iniquity. Now the evil are works of iniquity, but the righteous, those that seek righteousness, those that seek Yeshua, if their flesh desires to make a practice out of living in sin, I'm not saying messing up once, making a practice out of it. They are right here as well, and they will get the consequences that come with that. David says in verse 7 of Psalms 28, Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Yea, my heart greatly rejoices, and I will thank him with my song. When you're following the guidelines and instructions of our Creator, you can't help to just have a song in your heart of joy and happiness, even during these tragedies, to know that he repays evil with evil and good with good, while the world, on the other hand, calls what is evil good and what is good evil. You see the difference, folks. We need to pray and call out for him, our rock, for righteous sake, and we need to understand what's happening in today's world, and we need to understand we need to follow Yeshua and be his sheep. Verse 8 says, Yahweh is their strength, and he is the fortress of Yeshua. He is Messiah. Save your people and bless your inheritance, and feed them and lift them up forever. This is the call of David, to save the people, the believers, the followers, those that hear his voice, those that desire to listen to his voice and respond to his voice. So as you're listening to this today, you know, I ask you, are you desiring to follow the words of our Creator? And I tell you this, I meet people all the time and they get upset at me. They say, well, I'm following the Bible, or I live by the Bible, or I desire to live by the Bible. At least they might be deceived to think they are, versus those people that says, well, half of the Bible is done away with. We don't have to follow it anymore because we got a couple of new pages in the back of the book, so we don't need to follow all the pages at the beginning of the book. No. It's one book, and we need to follow all of it, folks. Do you understand? And if you're a believer out there, and you're listening, and you're thinking about what I'm saying, it's okay to question your pastor. It's okay to bring out scripture and say, what does it mean when it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments? It's okay to ask these questions, and the answers you get in return, to process them and match them up to scripture. And we need to humbly repent when we realize we've been doing something we shouldn't be doing, so we can get right with our Creator and the Creator's words. We need to have a desire for the kingdom, folks. We need to have a desire not of the human flesh of selfishness, of being selfish and just desiring what's best for us, and not just being happy that, well, we're safe from terrible tragedy that just recently happened. No, if a tragedy is happening around you and you're letting it continue, it says clearly in the scriptures that their blood is on our hands just as much if we're not doing something against it. So you need to contact your local news station. It says, how come you're talking about this but you're not talking about that? And instead of posting your little sports stuff and your other other idle stuff to Facebook and all this other social media, why don't you start letting people and remind people all the terrible tragedies that happen in the world that are unrighteous, go against scripture, and so on, instead of just jumping on a bandwagon and whatever's popular in today's media is what you jump on. There are tragedies going on around us consistently. There are people around the world who have died and are dying and being tortured consistently just because they desire to get the book of our Creator out there. I cannot begin to imagine the fear of those people stuck in a bathroom in Orlando while a gunman was there firing bullets. I cannot begin to imagine what they were going through. But it's my prayer and my hope that every one of you listening right now, and myself included, will develop a fear even greater than that to live. If we're living against the words of our Creator, if we're living out of covenant with Him, that we would desire to text our loved ones and call our family members and call people up and let them know, I'm scared. I don't think I'm going to make it. I'm in this situation and it doesn't look like I'm going to get out. I need help. I'm petrified for my life right now because of the situation I'm in. What would happen, folks, if we feared our Creator like we should? What would happen, folks, if we knew the scriptures like we should? I desire to develop that idea of imagining and just wanting to be in covenant relationship with my Creator always, and not even to take a chance. No matter how much my flesh calls out, it's okay, you can get away with it, knowing that my Creator sees everything, and I want to follow His words and His guidelines and be righteous. And if I mess up, I don't just want to say, well, I'm glad I have another chance. If I mess up, I want to be like David, so repentive. You know, my life is shattered. I can't even walk. I'm on my face just paralyzed because I can't walk because of what I did. And my repentiveness is pouring out of me for my sorrow. And then he would see and answer my call like He does. But not just to say, oh, well, I messed up. Too bad. Oh well. I'm going to be fine. No. To understand that there's an eternity waiting for us, folks, that goes way beyond our time here. And that eternity with our wonderful Creator will be more valuable to us than our life here and the things we have here. We need to stop looking at religion and we need to start looking at relationship. Relationship with our Creator. And when we start doing that, we can start realizing that I don't want to just get by. I want to be the best person I could be for Yahweh. I want to do as much as I can do. He gave His Son to die for me. And here I'm not following His words. Here I am making excuses. Here I am saying later on. Here I am saying, well, if that, then I'll do this. Here I am saying, well, that's not that important. Here I am saying, well, that's just a minor thing. No. If it was a minor thing, He wouldn't let His Son die for us. This is our salvation we're talking about, folks. And we need to get right with His Word if we want Him to be right with us. So we need to read His Word. If we know the words of a secular song and the movie characters of a secular movie better than we know the characters and the words of Scripture, something is wrong. And we're just as wrong as the media that's just ignoring and forgetting all the victims and all the tragedies that are happening around the world and just glorifying the things that we're going to get them the most ratings, or the things that feel good to them. It's not about picking and choosing, folks. It's about following the words of our Creator. Here's one thing you need to understand. There's no neutrality with our Creator. You're either for Him or you're against Him. There's no middle road. We need to be for Him, folks. We need to not be prideful on a daily basis. Ask Him to humble us however it be. And can great things happen? He says He could take tragedies and make great things happen out of them. Great things. And many of us have messed up in our lives and done things in our lives that we certainly missed the mark. And we certainly mocked our Creator and His ways. And because of His mercy, because He gave us Yeshua, we're still here today. And we have an opportunity to get it right and to get things right. We need to love Him. We need to love Him in a way that we don't even understand and comprehend from my human idea and definition of what love is. And the Scriptures is a whole book talking about this. That's what the book is. History is the story. His story, the story of Yeshua. It's a love story. We need to love Yeshua so much that we would give up our life for Him. And not with trembling and worry and fear, because we need to fear our Creator more than we fear man and understand about eternity. And understand about these things. We would not be in a place we're in today. We would not be in a... It wouldn't look like the end times if we were just following and living according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions and desiring to do so. If we weren't making a practice out of the sin, out of the evil things of this world. If we weren't focused so much on accomplishing things that are not of our Creator, and if we start focusing on things that are of our Creator, it would look more like the paradise than it would the end times. The end times are going to come either way. We can't stop that. But you know what we can stop? We can stop the fear of and the idols and the fear of the world and the fear of man and people putting man before our Creator. We can stop that, and we can go out there and tell people about that. We can go out there and tell them about Yeshua. We can go out there and tell them about the things that need to be done. And we not be scared to say, look, whatever message you're hearing in that building you call a church is not a scriptural message. Come sit down with me and have a Bible study with me and see the true words of our Creator. And like Yeshua said, no one, whether it's your mother, your father, no one comes before Him. We need to love Him, folks, with all our heart. He will bless us. He will bless us abundantly. But we need to get our priorities right here, folks. We need to really think about what we're doing. And we really need to repent. As it said in the beginning of Psalms 28, I will call to you my rock. How many of you listening right now can say that Yahweh, a wonderful creator, is their rock? And if you answered yes to that, how many of you can continue to say, I have desired to not live a life of sin? That I hate sin and I don't want anything to do with it. Now, if you're saying that he's your rock, and if you're saying you desire not to live in sin, then take it to his word and match it up your lifestyle according to his word. Are you living according to his guidelines and instructions? Because it says in the scriptures that sin is transgression of my creator's guidelines and instructions. I desire and take joy in people finding out things that are wrong with me so I can humble myself and repent. But if everyone says what I'm doing is great and this is the world I'm in trouble. I don't want to look great according to the world. I want to be great according to my creator. And that's what his book gives us. He gives us the schoolmaster. Don't misunderstand what I'm telling you, everybody. We're saved by the blood of Messiah and only by the blood of Messiah. That's how we're saved. We didn't keep these commandments and guidelines and instructions to be saved. There's no way we can work and do that to be saved. However, because he died for us, we should have every desire in our hearts to keep the guidelines and instructions and to please him and show him we're thankful for him. That he's given us these words to keep us safe. He's given us these words to keep us in a joyful spirit. He's given us these words to show us right from wrong. And we don't get caught up with this world's definition and these world's ideas of what right for wrong is. You can go to my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org and there are hundreds and hundreds of videos talking about these topics. And I invite you to post questions and comments below the videos. And every Friday night I get on live on the internet via YouTube and Google Plus, and I talk to you live, and we have fellowship. You can find out more about that at the top of my website. Just click where it says fellowship, where it says Friday night hangout. And you can also call me. The phone number will be later given out or posted below the video here if you have questions or comments. It's my desire, folks, to let people know the truth, because the scripture says to know the truth and the truth will set you free. All right, everybody. So shalom, shalom, and have a great day, and shalom.